The Gemara Daf Yud Beis on an Aleph, two lines on the bottom. Tana Rabbanon, Hanichnas Zevakras Achrilis. Someone comes to visit someone who's ill. This is referring to on Shabbos. So what does he say? Oymer, he says Shabbos himi lizoik. Shabbos is the time that a person cannot be zoik. You're not supposed to be zoik tachnunim on Shabbos because you come to date tsar. But you should have a speedy recovery, even though I can't be zoik for you on Shabbos.
But Rameya says you say a different nusach. Meaning, if you mechabed the Shabbos, then it could be merachem on you that you won't be mitzdayer from your illness on Shabbos. Zok tomorrow daf yibeis amid beis. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, hamoki merachem alecha v'alchol Yisrael. The Eibishter should be merachem on you and on chol Yisrael. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, hamoki merachem alecha b'soy chol Yisrael.
Fraktes Akasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Yosi, what does it help? Hamoki merachem alecha. A person is nidoin already on Rosh Hashanah and the Gzad Din is Yom Kippur. So what does it help now at Tefillah in the middle of the year? Adem Zok Tosis, it helps on Shabbos Shuvah. Shabbos Shuvah before the Gzad Din, that's where it's relevant for. Another Teretz Tosis says that it always helps. Yofer Tzaka La'odem Bein Kodem Gzad Din Bein L'Achek Gzad Din. That a Tzaka can always help even L'Achek Gzad Din. Now the Etzem Din of being Mavakish on Shabbos for a Chola, so we say Shabbos Himeliza Grifu Kodem Lovoi. Others hold, and Pashas, that's the Pshat and the Goin, that if it's a Chole Shesh B'Sakona, they don't have to say Shabbos Himelizek. He'll allowed to be mispalled for Chole that's Sakona on Shabbos. And if it's not a Chole Shesh B'Sakona, if his stomach has a cold, then it's Shabbos Himelizek is not going to help. The Gemara that says, I mean, he can't be mispalled, he can't be Zoik on Shabbos. When the Gemara says Shabbos Himelizek, that's good for the refu that you're giving him. The bracha you're giving him, you're vinching him on Shabbos Himelizek.
Zog the Gemara Shachna or Shavna to the Gersois. Tosa says that the Girsa is not Shavna, because Shavna was a Rosha.
So it can be the name was Shavna, but rather the name is Shachna.
So why he says Shavna here in the Gemara?
Oh, so Tosa is Gorgas, Rabbeinu Tam loy Gorgas Shavna. The Shavna Rosha hu. So we v'loy maskina b'shmei. The shame Rishoyim Yerkov. K'nom ha'pelak omen lo m'muna. El Gorgas Shachna. The Avinami Shemar was also named a person Shachna. What's the raya? The shapi gorah shavna. The otuim echod rosha. V'shmoy Avram lo nikra b'shem ze achel. Because you have a person whose name is Avram and he's a rosha, so no one can be called Avram anymore.
Because you found the shavna that's a rosha, there can't be another person with the name shavna anymore. That's a perfect thesis.
V'ash kon the three shavna have. Stam there two shavnas. K'mo yishmachich b'yishaya.
There were two shavnas, so there's no raya from one to another. So the Gemara says, Shavna Ishu Yishlaim, or Shachna Ishu Yishlaim, B'knisosa Oymer, when he entered to visit the Choyle, he said, Shalom. U'b'tziyosi, when he exited, he said, this is on Shabbos, he said, Shabbos himilizoik u'afu akroi v'lovoi v'rachma merubin v'shiftei b'shalom. He said this nusach as a bracha gufa for the choyla that he should be nisrapa. Not pshat is that a disclaimer that Shabbos himilizoik, like we say in the Mishaberach. Because the mashmoyis of the goyin is, it doesn't help this disclaimer, Shabbos himilizoik. If it's a choyla sheish basakona, you're allowed to be zoik regular. If it's a choyla sheim basakona, he's time as a cold, it doesn't help me that I'm saying Shabbos himilizoik. It is a zaka.
Zogimah kaman ozlo, hodo omar reb chanino. Who is the following member like? Mishyesh le choyla b'tuch beisoi. If someone has an ill person in his home, tzorich sheyalveno b'soy chol Yisrael. You say it when you mevakish rachamim for him. Don't mevakish for him alone, exclusive, but rather b'toych chol Yisrael together with other ill people. K'mag Rabbi Yosi, v'omer meaning Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said, "Hamokim rachem alecha b'soy chol Yisrael." So when we say b'soich shachol Yisrael, that's Rabbi Yosi Shita. V'omer Rabbi Chanina, b'koishi yitiru l'nacham aveilam l'levak cholim b'Shabbos. B'koishi, really, you're allowed to be menachem aveilam on Shabbos. There's no aveilas for hesed on Shabbos, but you're allowed to be menachem aveilam. You're allowed to be levak cholim on Shabbos. So, but b'koishi yitiru, they only allowed it b'koishi. With what's the reason? What's the reason it can't be mevaka? Zog Rashi. The bottom of the last wide line, because yitiru mibnei mitzdayer, meaning you're being mitzdayer, you're visiting someone that's never krank, You yourself are mitzdarim. Mitonish mitzdarim on Shabbos. You're not allowed to cry on Shabbos. I'm mitzdarim on Shabbos. I'm besimcha. The riff, that's what Rashi says. The riff says, because maybe you'll come to be zoyik on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be zoyik tachanunim on Shabbos. So it's a different reason. The Rashi says, you are mitzdar. The riff says, Shema yovel lizoyik. You might come to be zoyik tachanunim on Shabbos. Zogmal bekoishi etiru lenachem avelim ulevake choylem b'Shabbos. Omer Rabba b'chano ki avazlinon basreid rebelozo l'shulei b'tficho. When I went after Rabbi Eliezer l'shulei b'tficho, meaning when I went to visit a choyla, so Rashi, tficho is a choyla. Zimnin Omer, sometimes he used to say, hamokem, yefokdecho l'sholoim. Zimnin, and other times he used to say, Rachmona yatkin chol shalom. Hashem should remember you. Yatkin chol means loshna vatskoga l'shalom. Frekmo hechi ovid hochi. How could you do this? How could you say this tefillah? V'om ravi dolo oylem al yisodom tzrocha b'loshna rami. This is Aramaic. Harmokam yifkotcha yatkin chol. That's loshna rami. Why are you saying loshna rami?
You used to learn the Gemara.
Gemara is Bavli, of course. But the point is, al yivakish odom Tzrochov b'loshna rami. That's something else. Learning is something else. But tzrochim is shouldn't be done in Arami. What's the reason? V'omer Rabbi Yechon kol hashoy tzrochov b'loshna rami. Ein malachi hashoy niskoken loy. They're not niskoken loy. Why? She'ein malachi hashoy makirim b'loshna rami. Now, the reason why you don't say it is because malachim do not understand loshna rami.
The malachim.
The malachim. So what's in the gate of the malachim? In fact, what's in the gate of malachim? Chedavet zemebi still. And avada, you're not allowed to be mispallel to a secondary. You're not allowed to be mispallel to a malach. You're not allowed to mispallel to a mace. You're not allowed to mispallel to a keva. You're mispallel to the Eibish to mischus the keva, mischus the mace, the mitzvahs that he did. You're talking. So the pshat is you're not mispallel to the malach. The malach is the way it works. The way it works is that the malach brings the tefillah to the Eibish. That's how it works in the upper heavens. We don't understand it, but HaKavonim, there's something to do with malachim. Now, the reason why you shouldn't, the reason why the malachim don't understand Arami, so the Rosh in Bracha says, because Arami is a Lashon Meguna. Why? Because it's an irvuv of Lashon HaKodesh with Arami together. So that's why it's not a pure Lashon. As I Zok to Rosh. Zok to Gemara, so how did he say it? Lashon of HaLashon HaMokim Yatkincha, Yifkotcha, it's Lashon Arami. Zok to Gemara, Shaini Choyla, the Shechini Imoi. You don't need the Malachim. The Shechina are right there. Shechina Marashoyz of Shalodom. When he's a Choyla. The Omer Rav Anan Omer Rav Minayin Shechina Soyed as a Choyla. How do we know that the Shechina satiates and sustains the Choyla? Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Hashem Yisodeini Alechez Dvai. The Eibush is Yisodeini. He Soyed, he satiates a person Alechez Dvai. Tosav here points out that even though Malach HaShores do not understand Arami, Levad mi Gavriel. Gavriel, the Gemara says in Soita, that Bo Gavriel velimdo shivin l'shoynis l'yosef. He told Yosef shivin l'shoynis when he was with Paroi. So he knows Arami. Frek Tosav, Bo Amkashin, he blibes in Tzorchin. V'teimo, Frek Tosav. What's the teimo? Da'afilu mechashove shebelev kol odom yoidim. V'loshin Arami, eini yoidim. If the malachim know what's in a person's mind, they don't know Arami. What's tutzach though? How could they not know Loshna Arami? If they know what's in a person's mind, they don't know Loshna Arami.
So someone answered based on the Yisoy that the malach cannot do two shlichasin. So the malach that's memun on tefillah, he cannot know what's beliba shel odom. It's a different fach. That malach doesn't know Arami.
Zog dimor weiter. So zog dimor that the Gemara's teretz is that shechina soyed is achoyla. So Shchoyle shiny, the Shchina imoy. So that's why you can say Loshna Rami. The Omer Rav Anan Omer Rav Minayin Shchina soyed is Shchoyle shnei Hashem sin alas dvoi. Tari nami ochi. We learn similarly in the Brisa. Hanichlas avakas Shchoyle. If someone goes to visit an ill person, lo yeshiv lo agabe mito. Do not sit on the bed. Velo agabe kisei, nor on a chair. Velo elo misatif. But rather you misatif with the talis. V'yoyishiv lefonov, and you sit in front of him. Because the Shechina hovers over the bed, over the head of the Choyle. So he misatif, zogt Rashi, me'eim ha'shchina. Like a person is fearful of the shchina. Ka'odam ha'yoshev be'eim ha'v'eim poinu l'tzodim. Like Gemara said before, the dayonim also misatif betalis. There shouldn't be poinu heino heino to the sides. But rather, your yoshev and your lefon of your mistako. So likewise over here, you, in order, that's the reason of covering your talis, in addition to having a head covering, is you're not poinu heino heino. Zogt Rashi, me'eim ha'shchina, ka'odam ha'yoshev be'eim ha'v'eim poinu l'tzodim. That's what Misatav Tzalas. So the same thing when you Mevaka Choyla. It's a serious thing. Tosef points out, Lo Yesh V'Gabe Mito, Lo Yagabe Safsil. What do you mean you can't sit on a chair? Why not? If the chair is under lower than the bed, why can't you sit on a chair? You're not sitting L'mayla Mirash Yosef of the Choyla. Zog Tosef, Nira De Davka K'Shechol Shechel Ben Nomuch. When the Choyla is very low, Shlo Yeshiv Gavoya Mirash Yosef Shechol. So don't sit on a stool that's taller than the head bed, the head, the pillow of the Choyla. But if the Choyla is in a regular bed, you could sit on a lower and lower area. But if the chol is very low, then you can't. One of the things we said in the Mishnah, that you can't read on Shabbos, you might come to adjust the candle and add on more oil without realizing. Even if the candle is far removed, two stories high. So what, are you going to adjust it? How are you going to get there? So what's Pshartaka? So the machlokes we showing him. The Ran learns, because the loy plug. Once is a chshas of shemayata, we don't make differentiate if how high the candle is. Isaiah Zokteran. The Balamar later on in Kufim Tes says, the chshas is, you might come to bring a ladder and go two stories high to adjust it. It's not the pshat loy plug. It's a chshas shemayovoy, even if it's far removed. So it comes out, Lemaisa, the Mishabura, in Reisha and Hei, he discusses, he says, are candles where there is no chshas of shemayata. You know, some dealing with makpid, with a shoima, but really our candles, there's no chshash miyata. Electricity for sure there's no chshash miyata. You're not going to be memata, the light stays on for a year. So, and the candles also, candles are not pshat like oil where you can adjust it and add more oil. So it's a different type of light that comes out. So mele, there is really no chshash of atoya, so medina really is muta. Zogti gomoga, vafilu shtei madois, even if it's the height of two madois, madois are the whips that used to whip a horse. It's a marder. It goes very tall. It has a whole loop. So two madois tall. Vafila asor abatim, even 10 stories. Zu agabe zu. Zogti gomoga, all this whole din is chadu de leliki. An individual cannot read lo organel. Hotre, but if you have two people, shapidomi, you're allowed to. Why? Because two people, then one person will remind the other. Even two are forbidden. Depends. If they're both learning one inyan, so then one will remind the other. But if one is learning Baba Kama and one is learning Masechta Shabbos, how is one reminding the other? So Mamela, even by two people, it will be a problem of Shemayata. Now the Beis Yosef in Reish Ha'ne brings Tutzotim, he says this din of one person, two people in Inyan Echot, does it mean they both have to look in the same sefer? They're sharing a Gemara? They're sharing a book? Or Pshat is no, in one Inyan, even in two Sfarim. So does it have to say one Inyan in one sefer? So I see what you're doing. But if I'm in my sefer and you're in your sefer, even though it's one Inyan, how am I going to remind you? How am I going to stop you? How am I going to prevent you? Someone once told me that he asked the Chazanish, that just like the Gemara says, two people allowed to read L'or HaNer, because one will matkir remind the other, and it'll prevent him. The reason you're not allowed to ride on a horse on Shabbos, an animal's muktzah, is because you might come to ride it, and while you're riding, you might come to pull a branch and use it as a whip. You'll rip off a branch from a tree. So, Mechal Shabbos, right. So the same thing over here, you're Mechal Shabbos, when you're matkir in there. Yeah. So that's why you're not allowed to ride on a horse. Just like you're not allowed to light a candle because you might come Mechal Shabbos, a horse because you might come Mechal Shabbos. That's why the horse is muktzah. An animal's muktzah because of chashash. Yachtach zmoira. You might come to Mechaytach zmoira. So he asked the Chazanish, who was a 12-year-old bacha. He was in Bnei Brak. I met him. He said like this. He said, Azoivi de Gemara Zokt, that two people are allowed to look from a candle because one reminds the other. Could two people ride on a horse?
And remind
because once you have two people on a horse, then there's no chash of Shemayach Tachzmoira. One will remind the other. So the Chazanish told him, he said, he had a lot of Hano, and he said, he told somebody, Goyse Balkishin. But could be the Teretz is that maybe a horse is something that you do spontaneous. You're riding a horse, you need a whip, you ripped it off. Uh-huh. The guy maybe can't remind you, pressure practical. But upon him, that was the kasha that he had. Zokti Mo Vaita. When you have a large bonfire, then it's not going to help you. Two people. I feel I saw many of them also. Because it's not going to help me, reminding me. Because since you're removed, like a bonfire, you sit around a bonfire, you're far removed from one another. So if you're far removed from one another, the Yoshin Rachak Zemizeh, so then, I don't even realize when someone comes to adjust the with twigs, the fire. So it's not going to help me. Zog Dumoga, Omar Rova, Im Odom Choshuvu. If he's a chashuv person, it's below his dignity to adjust flames. So then it's muta. It's muta even one person. It's no chash of shemayata. So, or maybe adam chashuv is muta by medura. But the point is, the chash of shemayata does not apply. Rashi says muta, what's he referring to? Likhois loraner. He's not rogel lahatois. Even b'chol, it's not chashivusoi. So it's not no chash. Zog the Gemara. Omar Rova, im Adam Choshev Muto, Meisvei, Lo Yikrelo Iranel, Shemo Yate. Om Reb Shmuel Ben Elisha, Ani Ekre Velo Yate. Reb Shmuel Ben Elisha said, I will be Koira and I won't be Mata. Shmuel Ben Elisha, I won't be Mata. Zogma Pamachas Koro, Bikish Lahatois. Once he was Koira and he was about to be Mata. Omar, and he said, "Kamagdolim dibra chachomim." Look how great the words of the chachomim are. Shoy omrim loyikol oiranel. Chum understood human nature. Person can, don't think. Person, no one can be sure of himself. You don't know that the spirit of the moment. You might forget yourself. So chachomim were correct. Zog dimaga Reb Nosson oimel. Not that he stopped himself right a second before. Koro vihito. He was koyer and he was takamata. Chal shav shoygig. Zog dimaga v'kosav al pinkosav. He wrote on his tablet, Ani Yishmol ben Elisha, Korisi, I read on Shabbos, Belaganel, Vitisi, and I was matted in there, Vitisi Neb Shabbos, so I need to bring a Kormachatos, so Lechshibore Beis Amigdosh, Ovi Chatashmeina, I owe a Chatashmeina, I have to bring a big Chatos, a fat, gesunde Chatos. Now, even though the Gemara Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud says, that whoever's Oisik Beteres Chatos, is Kilo Hikiv Chatos, so maybe, why would he have to bring a Chatos physically? He can learn Korbanos, Menachos, Zvachim, so state though, we see Al-Koponim, that it's not really a Maisa Kovet. It's Ki'ilu, but it's not the same Bechina. Kshi Yibona Beis HaMikdash, you still have to bring a Chatos. Because otherwise, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, obviously he learned Korbanos, he learned Menachos and Zvachim. Or maybe the Pshat is that maybe it's Kilu Hikrif Taka, it's Mamash Kilu Hikrif, not just Ki'ilu, but it's physical as if you did it, but it's only you were Makriv. But there was no Achilas Kohanim. So in order to have the Achilas Kohen of the carbon, so that's why he wrote it down after bringing Chatashmeino. Zog di Gemara, Omar Reb Abba. So the question is the obvious question. We just finished saying, Im Odom Choshuv Shaini, if a person Odom Choshuv Noch Shashul Miyata, you can't have a greater Odom Choshuv Mishmol Ben Elisha. He went Lefnai V'Lefnim. So he was Mata. So what do you mean Odom Choshuv Shaini? We see nobody is assured. And to the Gemara, Shani, Reb Shmuel ben Elisha, Hoylu Mesim Atzim al Divrei Torah, Kehedyet. He was Mesim Atzim al Divrei Torah, Kehedyet. He made himself over Divrei Torah like a Hedyet. So Mamela, by him, he was like a Hedyet when it comes to the Cheshivas, meaning he made himself so humbly. He was humble like a Hedyet, so he wasn't Machmash Cheshivusoy that he said, it's below my dignity. So Mela, that Taker was a Cheshash, or he physically did it, all the Tzad and the Gemara. Now, Tosfos says, Abam Kasha, we know over here that we notice a din in the Gemara and Yevamos that Umar Behemdash Tzadikim, Eina Kosh Boch, maybe to Kolal Yodom. Even the behemoths of tzaddikim do not have a takola. So how could it be a tzad that Reb Shmuel ben Elisha was over on the second side of the Gemara? Zok Teisus Omer ben Etam, the Leporch b'shum mokom ela gabe achilas iser. The din of loy enam a kodesh bochu maybe takola al yodim is the gabe achilois. It's not like gabe isurim that a person can do chil Shabbos or other isurim a person can be over even tzaddikim. When it comes to ma'is achila, behemtash tzaddikim do not eat. Kol shken tzaddikim atzman do not eat over also. When it comes to eating, there's a special din that they protected ma behemtash tzaddikim, but other isurim not. That's what Tosfos wants to say. And then Tosfos says that in the Gemara Avi Pesachim says that Rabbi Yirmiyah forgot and he drank before Avdallah. So we see again that's the gabi achila. So Zogt Tosfos, Lamaisa, he ate. Zogt Tosfos, over there, L'chayritz L'gabi Achila. We just said a second ago, when it comes to all the Yisurim, the attack could be over. But when it comes to Achilos, Ma'behem Tzadikim and not over, and Achilos sold to Tzadikim not, we see the Gemara says in Pesachim that he ate before Abdullah. He was Toyim. L'chayritz an Issa Achila. Zogt Tosfos, the Lomdash a difference. No. That Hosam Lava Michael Issa, Ela Hashor Asura. Eating before Abdullah is not an Issa be'etzim in the Cheftz of the Michael. It's this man that doesn't allow me to eat now because it's before Abdullah. But it's not an Issa Achila be'etzim. Issa Achila is an Issa's man. It's not an Issa Achila. Issa Achila is attacking out Oivon. The fact that it's a Hisson and Zman, it's a Shah. The Shah doesn't allow me. The Shah is Asura. That's not called an Issa Achila.
Sakdimo Vaita Tony Chado. One time I learned Shamish Boide Koises Vikooros. Loir Aner, a Shamish, a waiter, is allowed to check out the cups and the dishes. Loir Aner, he wants to clean them. He can take look at through it with a candle and see if they're clean or not. Vitanya learned in a different brisa. Loyiv Doik, you're not allowed to. So Gemara Loi Kasha, depends. Kam b'shamish kavua, kam b'shamish ein kavua. What's the difference? A Shamish kavua has a set job. So he is not allowed to look Loi Aner. You know why? He's concerned that if it's not going to be clean dishes, he'll lose his shtela, he'll lose his job. So a shamish kavua, we don't allow Loi Aner because he'll be boy the giofa and a mele the chashash mayata. A shamish ain't a kavua. The guy that's subbing, a substitute shamish, substitute waiter, doesn't care. He's not here next week anyways. So by him, he's allowed to boy the Loi Aner. He doesn't care how clean the dishes are. V boys him in other terrors, hova ho b'shamish kavua, both talking about shamish kavua. So kavua l'chor is shver, l'chor is a chashash that he might come to be matter. So gemar v'loi kasha, ho b'de mashcha, ho b'de nefto. It depends what kind of candle. Is it kerosene or is it regular oil? If it's olive oil, so then what's the problem? There's a chashash, shamayata, because there's no putrid smell. Masha enkin, something that is putrid, it's a bad smell, kerosene, he's going to stay away. He's not going to be matter. Stay away, 4 feet away. So Mela is not gonna, he's no chash. Iboy say my dritte terrence, zog di gemorre. In fact, no, Ibayalu, a new question. Shamish ain't a kavua, bin a mash chamau. What if it's a tzir for both? Shamish ain't a kavua, so on the one hand, he's not kavua, so he doesn't care about how clean the dishes are, but on the second hand, it's bin a mashcha. Bin a mashcha, he has no problem of coming close. It doesn't smell. There's no putrid smell. So Mela bin a mashcha, maybe even by ain't a kavua, it is a chash. Omar Rav, halacha ben moigin kein. Meaning, the halacha is that it's mutter, the ain moigin kein, but we don't say it publicly. People should not be mezalzel in the din and allow them to look loir aner. But at the end of the day, it's b'demashcha, so there's a chashash. So it's halacha ben moigin. Rabbi Yomi Barab, Omar halacha moigin. No, you allow the paskin and say it publicly, and the chashash shall be mezalzel. Zogt Gemara the following maisa. Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba ikla levei Ravasi. Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba came to the house of Ravasi. Kom shamei, the shamish of Rabbi Yirmiya that accompanied him came along to the house of Ravasi. He was meshamishim, he's called the shamish ena kavua in the house of Ravasi. V'kobodik l'nehoiro d'shrago. And he checked out the koises, he checked out the dishes with the candlelight, with the aura of the shemen. Because he holds the shitosoi, that halacha u'moirin kein, that shamish ain't a kavua, is allowed to check, bit of mashcha, even loy aner. Zogti gomorre, omelele devisu. So the wife of Rav Asi told Rav Asi, umaloy obedochi, you hold that it's osir. You hold the shamish and not allowed to be bodikal or aner. Even though he's not kavua. You don't hold like a b'yam of Abbas psak of halacha u'moirin kein. Zogti gomorre, omalo. So Rav Asi told his wife, shafke. Leave Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba alone. Kerabe svirle. He holds like his Rebbe. That what? That allows for a shamash and a kavua to be boidik loy raner of shemen. So Mela, he holds halacha moirin kein. So Mela, he held shamash and a kavua. He held it was mutter.
We'll stop over here. Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis by the two dots, two lines from the bottom.